USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The New York City Police Benevolent Association is unhappy with Commissioner James O'Neill's firing of Officer Daniel Panaleo. Panaleo's firing comes in response to his use of a chokehold that led to Eric Garner's death back in 2014. PBA President Pat Lynch says O'Neill's decision was embarrassing.
He decided to run to the corner that has the loudest crowd. He decided to put self-preservation first over fact.
Attorney General Bill Barr has removed the acting director of the Bureau of Prisons from his position more than a week after a millionaire financier and convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein took his own life while in federal custody. Hugh Hurwitz's reassignment comes Monday after mounting evidence that the prison in New York City was not being run properly. And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow is up 250 points. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway tells Fox News the White House is not worried about an economic slowdown.
It's just not the way we see it. And, of course, it's nice to have the mainstream media finally covering the economy. But they only cover it when they can use Sesame's Grover word of the day, recession. Look, the fundamentals are very strong. We know that more people are working now than ever before in American history. More people off of the sidelines back into the workforce.
A survey of economists by the National Association for Business Economics shows 38% predict a recession in 2020, while only 34% say it will happen in 2021. More violence in Afghanistan. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
ISIS is claiming responsibility for a suicide attack in Afghanistan that killed 63 at a wedding reception in Kabul. The bombing taking place as U.S. and Afghan officials say they're getting close to a deal with the Taliban that could allow American troops to come home.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
NBA star Steph Curry is reportedly sponsoring a new golf program at Howard University. The Washington Post reports the three-time NBA champion will make a seven-figure donation paid out over 6 years to give Howard the means to kick off the program. Curry's donations will enable Howard to have a Division I golf program for the first time in its 152-year history. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the top movies over the weekend.
Running down the top 10, The Good Boys at number 1, grossing $21 million. Number 2, Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw at $14 million. Number 3, Disney's remake of The Lion King at $11 million. Number 4, The Angry Birds movie number 2, grossing $10.5 million. Number 5, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark at $10.1 million. Coming in at number 6, 47 Meters Down, Uncaged, a shark movie, at $9 million. Number 7, Dora and the Lost City of Gold, grossing $8.5 million. Number 8, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, sliding down. It comes in at $7.6 million. Blinded by the Light is number 9, with $4.5 million. And The Art of Racing in the Sun, a doggy movie, grossing $4.4 million over the weekend.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.